Lai 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 Rav, first of all, we want to thank you for the trust that you gave us. And we've heard so many important things from friends from the groups this morning. So many strong points from you. And this morning we continued with our work together with the European and the world Kli. Today at 10:30 again, many friends managed to join the meeting. And we tried to choose what is the most important now, this moment, with what we can and should move forward. And the breaking point in the seminar, in our work this morning, was a cry of one friend. He said that I don't feel warmth in the gathering. We are boiling, we are meeting, we are working, but still we don't feel this warm needed. So maybe it's again unusual. We're trying to do best. Maybe it's unusual for the lesson, but we want to hear excerpt from the morning lesson with you speaking about the most important thing. As we saw it, as we felt it. Maybe friends want to add.
Yes, it was really amazing going through the process to choose. If Janie made a summary, let's say, of all the impressions from the morning lesson, and we chose together with the World Kli that part what Adamas was talking about, and we want to show it to you right in this lesson, this clip, and so that we can really feel what the question was, and also the answers of Rav, and then after that we have a question, a workshop question, so we can elaborate on it and get in deeper into the feeling.
So if you're okay with that, we'll start with the clip from the morning lesson.
So can Rav tell us
אולי אתה יכול להגיד לנו למה אתה זקוק מאיתנו כשאנחנו חוזרים?
What do you need from us, Rav, that we're coming back to Europe to return to connect with the friends, to build the connections that we were talking about? What do you need from us in order to be able to feel Europe so that we'll have a strong direction, strong aim, and that we'll be connected with you, with what you need?
First of all, we need to care for the convention. It's like we forgot about it. We need to make sure that we care for how we come, how we participate and incorporate together there, show this to all the participants in the convention, and those are actually our world group. how we want to show our connections between us so that they will exist that way permanently. We need to show this to them during the convention, and how we do this, how we warm up our state of the connections between us. We need to think, meaning it's not a matter of the content of what I will speak and what you will discuss there in the tens. It's a matter of the warmth in the connections between us, the flow that will be in the participation of those people who are coming, and also the whole world of Bnei Baruch that is participating with us. And also, other than that, thousands and thousands more that are viewing and hearing and watching us. How we, meaning those who are here in Europe, well, those who participated in this preparation, how we're transferring to them the necessity for connection, the warmth, the enthusiasm. That's what we need to care for. Now, in a few more days, we're going to conclude everything here, and the concern needs to be only in that direction. Meaning, not to the lessons, not to the songs, but how the hearts will connect, warm up, and care for being one heart. Meaning, for the connection to be essential, internal, to the extent in which we feel in it one force that's managing us. This all depends on the connection of the hearts. Desires, thoughts, yearnings, that's what we need to care for. So although we are soon dispersing each into his direction, and thus the Creator stabilized reality in such a way that we will nevertheless present each of us to everyone one's own yearning for connection, the tendency to be as one man. Adam HaRishon. That's what we need to do. Therefore, when you go back to Europe, please continue to be connected to us, and your mission for us, all of ours, the whole Kli, is thought and concern on how we, during the convention, prepare ourselves for the convention in such a way that we will truly be the source of connection, of the world connection. To truly build one heart. Then we will feel a new reality, a true new reality. That's it?
Yes, friends. Now the question for workshops. We work in our workshops together. We connect. And we write down, so we have someone who writes it down in the group. And afterwards we would like to hear from some groups what came out. What do you feel? What is your recommendation? What did you find in your group when you connected to it? This is the question. How to come to more warmth among us? How to come to more warmth among us? Related to what Raf just said in this clip.
And afterwards we will hear from you what you found in your tents. And you can share it with us. Good luck.
Yes, you have to begin between us. Between which friends? It's like water, tears, drops, one by one. One friend with another friend with another friend. And for that we expand. We expand it for all Europe and for all the world clean.
I think we really have to work on nullifying ourselves towards each other. I think that's really a key thing. I think that we really have to work on working with each other as much as possible, leaving our own egos outside of the front door and just getting on down to the work.
Yes, exactly, getting down to the work in practice. And I recommend to share this feeling in your own groups by going through an aquarium and really, experiencing this aquarium principle together and feel the warmth in practice and then share it with everybody, your enthusiasm, and spread it around the globe.
It's really interesting that we know each other really well, quite well, but we don't feel warmth so much often as we today. We realize that we would love to feel more of that warmth. Moreover, we feel that without this warmth, it's impossible to move forward. And maybe to look at our study. Of course, we are friends, we are brothers, we are together, but to have this family feeling more, like to really, who is for me, Antonio, Chris, or Kos, and every day through these days for this Sukkot, we reveal closer and closer people to me.
I think that it's very important annulment. Annulify yourself to the group, and also very important to arrange arvut between us.
Yes, all. Very important things to generate this field between us, which encompasses this warmth. I think the main thing is what our friend just said, to leave, to make the bridge, like the minimum bridge, that we leave the ego at the door when we come together and truly exit ourselves, so we create this place for the friend to settle in, and this for each other.
I think today we got a beautiful example that really, when we felt this stuck, this coldness, and instead of someone that is angry of the situation and going out, we decided to get up and dance like we said, like Rabash did. And really, from those simple actions of getting up, dancing in the room, we broke this stuckness of the ego. And those simple, never to accept. This is the Kabbalist work. Never accept. You have to fight. And we fighted against this together. And it was marvelous warmness after.
I think this warmth comes from the environment. It's like all the time, like there is a resistance. It's felt, and with the help of the environment, it's when it gives you an example, when it embraces you, when it acts like a mother. It gives you an example.
I speak Spanish because it's more easy for me. What does it mean, warmth? ¿Qué significa el calor? ¿Qué significa el ambiente caloroso?
What does the warmth mean? This warm environment. Each one has their own perception of warmth, of a love between friends. There is an element of annulment, there is an element of respect and faith in the friend, the open heart. Like an article of Arvut, the mutual guarantee. It starts with the person himself. Don't need to wait for the friend to be in Arvut. I need to be in Arvut with them.
Exactly right. We all need to maintain this Arvut. We need to feel ourselves very, very responsible for it as well. That we're the, if we always see ourselves as the missing part of the jigsaw all the time, then it will give us a great sense of responsibility towards the others.
Yes, this sense of responsibility that you can, that the friend feels that you're responsible for him. And that you're always in the thought for the friends, that you always help the friend come closer to spirituality, and you do everything for him that that it gives trust, and that you're just there for the friends, annul to the friends, everything. And it's all about this internal feeling, integrating his desire into your heart and letting that desire be more than your own desire.
Yes, and we are capable of reaching it at least in the 10, but we feel more and more that we need this international family connection for us to realize that we lack this warmth, because you know, in the morning it was like a festival with so many things, so we felt this new life, new stage, and after 1 hour break it's lost, it's gone, and you know, one friend out of 12, how many there were, even more there were of us, one friend saved us by expressing it quite in a nasty way, even way. And then we decided we have to do something, to sing, to shout, to, you know, do something about it.
We need to try more to help each other, to keep in... to keep each other moving towards the goal. We need to remember to give power, good mood in when we are going to reach our goal, and to support each other. It's very important, and we can by doing like this we can create the form, because our goal it's to reveal this power between us, and we need power, so we don't have different tools, like another tools like the group, so we need to create this common clue, common desire.
Friends, listening to you, I wonder if we're not lacking this aspiration, this view, this vision of to be like one warm family. Because in Europe, I think it's not so in the other continents, but in Europe we have a more, like, I would almost say, like a clinical implementation of Kabbalah. We are in the morning lesson behind the screens, and we work a lot. We work. But how much do we can invest in this warmness between us? We need to invest. Just make picnics, make activities, and I think really what perhaps is just under the dust now is that we are free to aspire to such a new state of not only like this very important part in the morning lesson, but also to be like a warm family when we are together.
Okay, friends, now you are going to Europe after passing in the special aquarium. And I think everyone knows now that everyone in the whole world Kli needs to pass this experience. So we are like teachers. You are going back to Europe, and we wish that many friends will pass this aquarium, and they will need to teach the other friends and to make aquarium in and to build this warmness.
Okay, what I'm experiencing is that being here and being like a focus group and everything, it's grows our desire. Like it gives more, like you feel it like more stronger. And we need also other friends to be included in this, not to be only us and to feel like something like more than them. We need like also others to feel this one, to be connected with this one, to give importance also to them, maybe to also to give what we feel here to pass it to them, and to give what we feel it to them, and probably to continue this circle or this I don't know, probably this path towards the next degree of unity.
Kodem bat ahavat, ahavat haverim. Kodem bat ahavat, ahavat haverim. Kodem bat ahavat, ahavat haverim.
Second question, friends. This, let's say, the prayer is central theme of the Bulgarian Congress. So how does this picture or this feeling of warmth we have now connect to the prayer of the Bulgarian Congress? So how does this picture or feeling of warmth we have now, connect to the prayer of the Bulgarian Congress? Please also write your impressions down and we will share them afterwards. Mazel tov. Second question. We have a central theme of the Congress, that's the prayer of the Bulgarian Congress. So how does this feeling of warmth we have now connect to the prayer of the Bulgarian Congress? Please continue. Mazel tov.
La plegaria viene de la carencia.
The prayer comes from the
prayer
deficiency.
Comes from the deficiency. We need to build this deficiency to come to the right prayer in order to unite it. We need to create between us this environment, this moment, this sensation of confidence, adhesion, warmth, such that every heart will be able to open up and reveal. And only through this environment, through this warmth between us, every friend can express himself, open up, and together we will come to the prayer.
Yeah, we need to feel more warmth, and hopefully when we feel a sense of warmth between us, then we will want to feel even more, we want to increase even more with the connection. We just have to make sure that we're not doing it just because we want to feel like we're feeling now good in a better connection, but we're doing it with the right intention to bring contentment to the Creator.
Yeah, we want to put emphasis on connection, care for friends, and that we are really feeling this burning of the hearts. We feel resistance, we feel everything. We want to come to this feeling and feed this desire, and we certain moments we cannot come further because we cannot do it with our ego anymore, and we need the prayer. So there's a link to the prayer, and you can add.
Yeah, warmth, it's such a simple word, it's such a simple feeling, but we realize more and more that what we are dealing with, and even in this simple first step towards each other, we need help from above in its full amount.
I think that we are building the prayer. And we need to be, we need to continue it. So what we're doing now, I think that it's the most important thing, that we don't be physically. We need to keep each other and to keep united, because it reveals the evil, but every time we need to grow and to raise above it.
Yeah, we are constantly measuring ourselves. Where are we? Where are we in regards to the Creator? Where are we in regards to the friend? And this feeling of warmth is like a measurement. It's like, where are we? And as soon as we feel this cooling down, we can scrutinize for ourselves, what is my waste that I'm cooling down, but also how can we use this to even increase our unity and connection.
I think we got examples of what is connection in the last days, and we felt many times that we want to get it again. And to get it again, we saw that we cannot. We need to use the strong tool, pray. And today what we did is also, we could not, we were longing for this warm, and we saw that we cannot do nothing. Then we stood and we danced. And this dance was really a pray. And we need to remember that really by doing, this is to reach prey.
Yeah, today today, what we were discussing, like, at first we started like examining what was our purpose of our gathering, and regarding the world, right? How can it be connected with the prayer? I don't know, like, how can we connect two things? Because when we're thinking about the prayer, we're thinking only in one direction, you know, how to turn towards the Creator. But then how to connect this with the warmth, I don't know.
Friends, please summarize quickly. And then if you're ready, which group is ready, you can share your impressions. Yes, and afterwards we could see the screens. So the screens have to be ready, and put question marks there. And first here in the hall, and then we will go over to the screens.
Who's ready? Please raise your hand.
What about 3 more minutes?
2 more minutes needed, yeah? Okay, 1, 2 minutes to summarize. Mm-hmm. Okay.
אמרנו ככה, אם הגענו לחום אז אפשר להודות או להתפלל על החברים.
מה היה הראשון? אתה אמרת איזה משהו בראשון.
אפשר להגיע רק מחום.
We feel that table where Billis and the guys are sitting is ready to share impressions. Bill, yeah. Let's support them.
The שאלה ראשונה הייתה איך להגיע ליותר חום בינינו.
The first question was how to get to more warmth between us. When it came up here in the 10, it really jumped immediately as a prayer. We need a yearning, a drive for it, to pray. We need to see the responsibility. We need to understand the responsibility. We need to understand that it depends. The warmth depends on the initial thought is in the preliminary thought is in the final action is in the preliminary thought. That's the preparation of the Congress. We need to awaken this warmth so that the Congress will be the most important thing in our life. And it will determine the pennies of our life.
This has been brewing for a while, since Moldova. Everything we've been doing has been aimed towards Europe. So the only thing that really makes sense is that we approach it with an open heart, with all the patience, passion, and persistence that we can muster. Sorry about that, Joseph. And that all we can really do is go there, annul, include, and inspire on a level to match what these beautiful people have done coming here. Because since they came here, this study hall has been filled with nothing but inspiration, exhilaration, and anticipation. That's it.
Hi. We saw several smiles at the table where Ruslan and guys are sitting. Please.
טוב, אנחנו גם כן חברים פה שמו לב ש...
Okay, we two friends here noticed that there was a true flip, a board rose here, which we expected for so many years, and it exists already now. And friends spoke about the fact that there are a few very simple actions. There's a arrowhead, and everyone can merit the cookies, and we can all come to annulment. As far as we're concerned, we need to nullify, play the game as much as possible according to the rules of Rabash, and to see how these friends and everything that's happening now in Nebruch and in Europe becomes from some dream to a reality. And this is how it will continue. As far as the second question, friends said that we didn't really suffice quite. But what we talked about is that we really need to work on this warmth. Because between these two parts, you could say between these two hearts, what connects between us is the warmth. And this warmth, as the friend said, we need to grow it and to be constantly like in the Bulgarian convention. So, L'chaim.
We have one very special table where we see new faces, and at any moment friends will have to leave that table, so let's give them a chance to say. And Andrei, Alexei, please. Guys, your impressions.
Так, ну, мы тоже, честно говоря, не сильно успели.
We also didn't finish our discussion, but what we finished, we wrote down in regards to the question of warmth. We came to the conclusion that without annulment to the method of Kabbalah, the method of connection, that includes the daily lessons. Regular meetings, once a meeting, or once a month, with the sources and with meals. And in the background of all of that exertion will be a prayer. Then the warmth will certainly come, that's for sure. We don't recognize any other methods. Second question, we just didn't have enough time.
Is there a 10 which wants to say, is burning with the desire to share? Ah, yeah. Mm-hmm.
From this warmth that we develop in the table, we see greatness of the friends, the greatness of the Creator, the greatness of the goal. And out of that we have gratitude, we have a strong drive to raise a true prayer from the heart. Thank you very much, friends. L'chaim.
And now we would like to hear Hebrew VG. Please.
In regards to the first question, how to get more warmth between us, the suggestions that came are to read the sources, to get to an inner feeling, that I'll love the friends and not that they'll wait for them to love me, and I'll see their merits and not their flaws. And the second question, how does this come together in a prayer for the Bulgarian Congress? In order for the prayer to come about, we need to really want it. It really has to come from the depth of our hearts. It has to not be for me. The prayer has to come from a despair that we understand we can't do things alone. We need the assistance of the Creator.
Rav, dear Rav, I would love to hear your impressions of the seminar we went through.
Good, beautiful impression. You just forgot the Creator a little. We need to understand that all the warmth and closeness or distance that we feel, and it's constantly changing, all comes from Him bestowing and awakening. So we have another partner here, other than the friends who are coming closer to one another, also the Creator who is carrying out the desire of the friends. And this is how we feel the result that we are in a partnership between us and with the Creator together. His coming closer to us, we feel as warmth, as spiritual upliftment, and as He distances, the opposite. And all these states are like breathing, the revival of more or less. It's always that way. It can't be any other way. Life always includes both states, both the plus and the minus. Also breathing is in inhaling and exhaling. And this is how we need to advance. The truth is that we need to constantly be in impression, no matter what state we're in, whether it's a sense or dissense, because they both come from the Creator, and He builds us in both of them. Hence, the sign for the correct advancement to the right existence in our life is that we are constantly trying to be impressed, excited, connection, in a tendency towards that upper force, to enjoy our yearning to Him and the expectation for Him to be revealed, but for our yearning for Him to grow. And that will be to the extent in which we're tight between us, between all the friends. That's it.
Love to invite all the friends, if you have questions, to ask Rav.
Okay, none others?
What's the feeling of warmth and joy without the Creator compared to with the Creator?
Well, without the Creator, it's not spirituality, it's not holiness, it's not on the path, it's not beneficial. It's beneficial, but in an opposite way. We need to constantly connect all our work, all our actions, only with the Creator. As I am first and I am last. Where it seems to be that I'm waking up towards the friends, then it's first the Creator that awakens me. It seems to me that the friend is answering me, turning to me, so it can't be, but rather only according to the guidance of the Creator, it's being done by the Creator awakening him, and so on. Only in such a way. I need to constantly see, also in the beginning, also in the end, also in the middle, all the actions of the Creator. It's very simple to say that we are in Him. We are in Him. And therefore, this warmth that we feel, that we are inclined to get closer to one another, it's all He is in the middle, warming us up, heating us up. There's none else besides him. Please.
Rav, when we are here and we are in this strong Shiva and we have the friends around us, it's almost so natural to work like this. But in Europe, there's a great burdening of the heart. And you spoke in the lessons about advertisement of our unity and connection, so we can influence the friends. So how can we, have you suggestion how we can convey this without becoming their teachers, or how can we do this as friends?
Well, we have about 2 weeks till the convention here left. That's very little time. Until you get there, I think we need to simply invest ourselves more and more in the schedule. What lessons, what events, how we will fill our time between the lessons, how we will connect all the friends together. It's not simple because we have a great variety of different stranger, friends that we need to give them that feeling of unity, and therefore we have plenty to prepare for. We can disperse the appropriate materials between them that will warm them up towards the convention. We also need to define a few preparatory meetings with the participation, with the participants in the convention that will kind of wander between the different people, especially the Europeans, for us to take them, embrace them, warm them up, so that they will be in the feeling like you're feeling now here. At least in that feeling. At least. Much more, I'm hoping. And that's what we need to do. The main thing is the inclination towards connection, in which we hope to begin to feel the Creator. The phenomena between us is the Creator. So until the convention, and in the convention mostly we will work that way. After that, there are other plans. But for the time being, I don't want to talk about them, even though it's clear to me what. But the important thing is this plan. That's it. Hence, the fact that you're going back to Europe, you need to show everyone how connected you are, and how, to what extent you are the foundation to the United Europe, and how you can join to you all that are capable and want. The Italian group, for sure. Well, in short, you'll see. Other groups. And then we will also be in correspondence, in the lessons, and in the convention. Yep.
If no questions from friends,
you said that I'll be the first and the last, that I awaken to the friends, but it's the Creator. The question is more, what's the awakening from below, upwards?
We are always in a field that's called the Creator, Bore, inside the upper light. The fact that he's concealed is not that he's not there. It's not that he's not operating. Everything is operated by the Creator. This awakening from below is towards us. It's the fact that we're in concealment, and we specifically, because we're in concealment, and understand that we're in concealment, and the Creator is there, only that He made this concealment in a special way, so that we will discover the inclination towards Him. So we develop the connections between us, and from the connections between us, we want to simply penetrate Him, to breach towards Him. And that's called awakening from below. And this must be by 10, as one desire, which is aimed readily as much as possible towards the Creator in order to bring Him contentment. Yes?
What's the work of the 10 that's working? Is it to cause awakening of the rest of the Kli? Can I say it that way? Or to ask for that?
The work of the 10 is first to come to a state in which those 10 will be as one. That's one thing. The second thing is that they are so united, then there's a matter of one receiving one, where they can reveal the Creator between them, if they're connected as one. If the Creator is already between them, they have an obligation to grow the name of the Lord in the world, meaning to open additional kelim in order to bring them closer to the Creator and fill them with the Creator, with the upper light. So they begin to work in the shattered vessels to raise man for them to the Creator, and they become the transition between the Creator and what we call the nations of the world, and that's how we work. That is all that Bala Sulam explains to us in the article of the Arvut.
Now we propose to move, according to the plan of the lesson, to read the article Arvut, but adding one request to all the friends, for everyone to write down, to put down while reading, hearing the article, at least 3 points, 3 moments, which you think can help us reach this special warmth. At least 3 points each. Thank you.
Welcome.